listener production.
The most costly flood disaster, a man charged with stealing a pair of shoes, and should we be gifting pets this Christmas? I'm Amy Ross and this is your Western Victoria local news. Weather today across the region, we're heading for tops of 23 in Bendigo and 28 across Sunraysia. Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia's flood disaster is Australia's most costly, according to RuralAid. The organisation estimates a damaged bill of $5.5 billion, with the recovery to last as long as 3 years. CEO John Walters says governments need to step up to support farmers and primary producers.
This is a flood of almost unprecedented proportions. Victorians know that very well. You've experienced it. You've seen what it's meant to Shepparton, and you've seen it at Yatuka. You've seen it along the border and or right along that river network.
A man has been charged with aggravated burglary after two men allegedly stole a pair of shoes from a home in Mildura. Local police say the 44-year-old man and a 25-year-old allegedly fled the house after 9:30 in the morning when the owner found them in her laundry. Detectives searched a home on Eaglesham Street where they found both men. Police allege the pair of shoes taken from the house was found in a bin. The 44-year-old local man is expected to appear in court today. The 25-year-old was charged in relation to other offences and bailed. The investigation is ongoing. Many people across Western Victoria might be considering giving animals as gifts this festive season, but we're being warned to make sure we can actually care for them before adopting or gifting them out. Nadia Pieris from RSPCA Victoria says if you're buying for someone, it's important they actually want an animal in the first place.
There's a whole lot of things that they've got to think of around whether they can afford it, whether they've got the time for a new pet, you know, adequate yard space if it's a dog. You know, there's a whole host of things. So we always like to tell people it's best to make sure that if they are buying a present, the person that they're buying it for is ready and able to look after a pet.
And as Christmas edges that much closer, local products are high on the list for many residents. Murray Regional Tourism's new Made in the Murray initiative's aiming to connect them with producers. The online platform shows a range of goods produced right in our backyard. You can suss it out by searching Made in the Murray. Let's look at some sport now. An under-18s football competition will be established by AFL Central Victoria next year. The Loddon Valley League clubs are already set to participate, though other clubs are being welcomed. It follows a tricky year for the league, with only four sides in their under-18s competition. And taking a look at this weekend's results from the Bendigo District Cricket Association, Kangaroo Flat made 9 for 233, Eagle Hawk all out for 166 in reply. Golden Square victorious over Bendigo, with Jack Keating hitting 70 to lead his side to 7 for 196. It was another good weekend for Bendigo United. Their total 284, just too good for Epsom's 137. The Maristians were able to chase down Strathfield's 161, and White Hills only lost 2 wickets in chasing Sandhurst's 183. Braden Stepien making 99 not out. And that's your Western Victoria local news for now. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at viclocalnews@sea.com.au. For the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.